On Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, more than 1 million children across Australia and New Zealand will be shaking, shimmying and sashaying to the same beat. That's because they'll all be reading the best-selling picture book Alpacas with Maracas as part of the 19th National Simultaneous Storytime to promote the value of reading. Matt Cosgrove is the author and illustrator of Alpacas with Maracas. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Claire. How's it going?
I'm pretty excited to have read this book, Matt. You've got a bit of a thing for alpacas. This is the second of four alpaca books you've written. You've got a fifth one coming out in September. Why alpacas?
Oh, why not? They're the cutest animals you can find. They've got so much personality and they're just such fun characters to work with. I'm really loving being in this world of alpacas and writing all these books about them.
It strikes me that alpaca is not the easiest word to rhyme though, Matt, which is a pretty important thing when you're writing a children's book.
Yeah, I didn't think this one through. I definitely should have done a character based on a cat. That would have made my life a lot easier. I'm slowly running out of words that rhyme with alpaca, but I've still got a few up my sleeve, so don't panic just yet.
Well, look, so this book is being read around Australia on Wednesday morning, and I thought maybe we could get a little preview now. Matt, would you mind reading a short part of the book for us?
I'd love to do that. Okay.
I'll just set up where we're going from, yeah. I believe. Okay. So we've got just for context, we've got the best friends, Macca and Al. They're the alpacas, and They've decided to enter a talent show and they're trying to figure out what they should do in the talent show.
Yeah, they've got that dreadful realization that they have absolutely no talent whatsoever. So they've got to work out what's the best thing for them. All right. So I'll take it away. So most earnest and gallant, they searched for their talent. They tried strumming and drumming and crashing and thrashing. But the sound from the boys was a horrible noise. They tried dancing and prancing and blowing and throwing. But the cuddly duo were utterly so-so. Their magic was tragic. Their choir was dire. Their tumbling was bumbling. Their falling, appalling. It's hopeless, Al hissed, and then he shook his fist. Macca stared at his pal. You're a genius, Al. We can't sing or play, brother, but we can shake like no other. We don't need a big fracas, we just need maracas.
Did you bring in a maraca for that reading, Matt?
I don't leave home without my maracas these days, Claire. They're always packed in my bag.
I'm waiting for an alpaca to bleat from the studio now.
I wish I had an alpaca.
Look, it's so wonderful hearing you read that book aloud. And I guess that's the beauty of a great children's book. You know, you've got words in there like crashing and thrashing. How do you nail writing a book that really sings when it's being read aloud to a child?
Well, I guess the secret is to actually read it aloud while you're writing it, because I guess all picture books are basically performance pieces. You're performing them to the kids who are listening. So the louder they are, the noisier they are, the more the kids seem to love them. And the rhyme is perfect as well, because that sort of lets the kids anticipate what's coming up next. And they love it when they can guess, you know, what the next word is going to be, because it really involves them in the story. They become a part of telling it as well.
It's got to be fun for the parents to read too. I think that's one of the keys, is mum and dad have to be willing to pick it up night after night and do it again and again.
I know that's the thing when the kids are asking for it for the 100th time, you're sort of rolling your eyes. But I try and make it fun. I try and, you know, incorporate stuff in there that I like as a parent as well. So, you know, I put little jokes in there and little references that hopefully the grown-ups are getting as well. So like in the thrashing scene where sort of the alpacas have gone all death metal, that's sort of, you know, harking back to Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses. But the kids aren't going to get that. But hopefully the mums and dads that are reading it are sort of like headbanging along to that page.
Matt, with us is Sue McKerica. She's the CEO of the Australian Library and Information Association, which runs National Simultaneous Storytime. Sue, we're talking about books being read out loud. What do you think really lends writing to being read out loud?
Well, I think Matt's really nailed it, that it's got to work for parents and for kids. Every year we have this huge challenge of choosing a book for National Simultaneous Storytime. And you'd think that with so many amazing Australian books out there, it would be easy. But in fact, it's terrible. It's really difficult because you've got to have something which is quite short, has got brilliant illustrations, lends itself to doing actions and activities around it. So to find all those perfect sort of elements, we were just delighted when we found Matt's Maracas with Alpacas.
Alpacas with Maracas, I think. And that does fit the bill. How does that work for you?
It's allowed us to do lots of fun things. So, of course, we have maracas in libraries around the country and librarians waiting to shake them on Wednesday morning. It's also, we've got a nationwide shortage of alpacas on Wednesday morning, which we've created.
Oh, really?
So we're going to have the book read at the Governor General's place, Government House in Canberra. But actually, he's going to do it in the afternoon because we've got the alpacas in the morning. So I think the book just works. It's got beautiful illustrations, lovely rhymes in it. It's short enough that people are willing to sit down and read it. And then there's time to do activities with it afterwards.
So that's fantastic. There's a nationwide shortage of alpacas because you guys have been sent, you're going to be sending them to libraries around the country on Wednesday morning.
Absolutely.
How fantastic. Matt, it must have been a thrill to be selected for National Simultaneous Storyline. How did you feel when you found out that this book will be read right around the country at the same time?
I was blown away. Obviously, so excited to think that you know, a million kids across Australia and New Zealand are going to be reading my book. You know, it's a thrill and an honour and a shock, and it sort of made me so happy. And I can't express in words, because usually it's only my direct relatives who read my books. So to actually have, you know, millions of kids reading the book, it's amazing for me.
So can we talk a little bit about reading to children? Because we know it's great fun, but why is it so important that we read aloud to kids?
Well, that's really why we started National Simultaneous Storytime 19 years ago, is to remind parents that actually the years 0 to 3 are really critical for early literacy. If you start sharing books with kids at this really early age, they're far more likely to do well at school. They're far more likely to feel comfortable with words and pictures and stories as they get older. It also improves their language skills, and it is a wonderful bonding opportunity. There's evidence that proves that families reading together, parents with kids, it really helps that bonding. So there's a serious message really behind National Simultaneous Storytime, that don't wait until your child starts school to start sharing books and stories. That's actually too late. Start from the very earliest point that you can. And of course, libraries are perfectly placed with story times all around the country. I think we do 121,000 story times every year and over 3 million participants in that. So really just find your local library, join your local story time.
I often sit down with my nephew, he's 2, to read books, and he can get very distracted and we sometimes don't get through the whole story. We sometimes skip straight to the end. Is there still value in that reading time, even if we don't read the story from start to finish or necessarily make sense of it?
I think we've all been there, Claire. So with the stories, it's just important to sit down and turn the pages and talk about the pictures. If the child wants to do it in a different order, if they want to use different words, that's absolutely fine. And we particularly find with parents who are from another language group, so they don't speak English necessarily at home, just sharing the book, talking about the pictures, even if you don't actually read the words together, that's still going to improve their language and literacy skills.
Matt, was that upsetting for you to hear as an author who's, you know, tormented yourself over your choice of words there that often at times maybe parents aren't actually reading them out loud?
No, not at all. I can relate to that as a dad myself. It's like, it's just that joy of sharing the book and the experience with your kid. You know, I skip over pages. I make up my own story sometimes. I think it's like Sue said, it's just that act of bonding with your kids and holding that book and having that experience. It doesn't matter how you do it. You can do it however you want. That's the beauty of reading a book. You know, you get to put your own spin on it.
Look, Sue, just National Simultaneous Storytime is on Wednesday morning. Can you just explain for people who might want to get involved or take part exactly how the morning works?
Sure. if you look online on our own website, which is alia.org.au/NSS, you'll find all sorts of venues around the country. There are 11,000 event locations, libraries, early childhood centres, bookshops, schools, where these story times are taking place, often with alpacas. All you have to do is take your kids along, or go yourself, don't take the kids, and just join in.
And if you are at home, you can just pick up the book and read it yourself at home?
We'd love you to. So it's Alpacas with Maracas. We do suggest that you make your own maracas. Rice in a tin works really well.
Matt, we're going to wrap up now. Can I get one more shake of the maracas from you?
Absolutely. Here you go.
What a wonderful percussive finish. Thanks so much to you, Matt, and to you, Sue, for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Claire. Thanks for having us, Claire.
Sue McCarricker is the CEO of the Australian Library and Information Association, and Matt Cosgrove is the author and illustrator of Alpacas with Maracas, this year's book for National Simultaneous Storytime, which takes place on Wednesday at 11 a.m. As Sue said there, you can find more details on our website. We've got a link to the ALIA website there, and it's not just for schools and libraries. It can be you at home with the kids or not with the kids to read the book. If you're in Sydney, you can head to the State Library on Wednesday morning to read the book with Matt himself. And of course, you can go to a storytime session any time of the year at your local library.